Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app, and you can also join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And I am happy to introduce Julie and Steven, who happen to be from the United Way of West Florida. And I'm really excited because I was just telling these folks that my first job out of college, I said, I'm going to get my degree before I turn 40. And my first job was a loaned executive for the United Way, which opened my world to so many nonprofits and the amazing reach that the United Way has in each community that is amazing. And actually was able to work with different organizations in the community and inspire them to give as an organization and as employees. And I'm getting chills again. Yes, yes, I am. It's so warm outside. If I just keep talking about nonprofit work, I'll stay cool.
Great,
but thank you so much, Julie and Stephen, for coming in. And I was at the Stuff the Bus in Milton for a short little time. It was a little warm.
Slightly.
Just a smidge, yeah.
But the hearts were warmer, mm-hmm. and it was so awesome to see people dropping off things, mm-hmm. going in and purchasing items. And how well did that go? Because I think it was a hit.
It was. Yeah. It was a very hot day. So we have to thank our volunteers and our staff and everyone that came out to support it. I think hearing the number at the end of the day kind of makes you feel better about being in the heat. For that day, for volunteer-wise, we had about 424 volunteers. That equated to about 990 hours of volunteer work. And I always like to add a dollar value to it. So each volunteer hour is worth $31.80. So that came out to close to $32,000 that goes back into the community. So I have to thank our volunteers for showing up that day. And then for total donations collected, so monetary donations came out to close to $32,000, which is an increase from last year. And then the total value of supplies that were collected was close to $45,000, and that is for both Escambia and Santa Rosa County. And that is an increase from last year and the year before. So I think those numbers just show how much our community cares about the students and the students' future. So that was a very successful day.
And the dollars are right here in your community. They don't go off. They're here in your community.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's even mm-hmm. more impressive and even a bigger reason to want to give, because mm-hmm. you want to make the impact on the people that you mm-hmm. see
right.
and live around. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we were so proud of this community. Huge thank you to our partners. It's Escambia County Public Schools, Santa Rosa County District Schools, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola News Journal, and WEAR Cares. This partnership to be able to get Stuff the Bus off the ground, running, raising $77,000.
That's amazing.
In school supplies. Mm-hmm. And you're right, for Escambia and Santa Rosa mm-hmm. County students. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
The following day, the supplies were immediately sent off to be sorted and organized, mm-hmm. and they were immediately distributed to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a family or a child in need, you need to get these supplies, mm-hmm. please reach out to your administrators at mm-hmm. your schools. Go directly to your schools. Mm-hmm. Talk to the principals, counselors, whomever. The supplies are there. They're mm-hmm. ready for you.
That is so great. It was so great to meet some of the principals and some of the teaching staff at the schools when they came to talk about, the impact. And, I mean, what's the last? You don't need to worry about school supplies when you're a kid. There's so many other things on your mind.
Absolutely.
So, no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's there for you. We want a huge thank you go out to our sponsor, Santa Rosa Energy Company, Navy Federal, HCA, Florida West Hospital, Publix, Ascend Cares, Florida Power and Light Company, International Paper, Anderson Subaru, and actually a surprise, crew of Daisy Dukes that showed up at the Pea Ridge Milton location.
I missed it.
Yeah, right? Brent was there for the photo op.
Of course Brent was.
Of course Brent
was.
Right? But huge thank you to everyone that helped for this event.
Yeah, we really can't get it done without our sponsors, our partners, and our volunteers. So we're so grateful and we're really proud of the numbers this year. So. Yeah.
I think one of the things that I love about your mission in general is that you fight for the health, education, and financial stability mm-hmm. for Escambia and Santa Rosa County. I think that's so important. Being able to meet basic needs, amazing.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. great.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think the best part was actually, everyone likes to say the smiles on the mm-hmm. child's face. Mm-hmm. Let me talk about the bus drivers, though.
Yeah. Ooh.
Those bus drivers.
Yeah.
Man, they were so happy.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes. They put in so much work because they see the kids every day. They know the kids and they know, you know, how this is going to impact them. And mm-hmm. I tell you, they showed up 5:30 in the morning and yep. they got to work. They switched out at noon, and that work just continued, and they were such a big help.
Yeah. They're the first face that a child sees in the morning. That was one of the – I used to work for a school district, and I was like, you are the first person mm-hmm. that child encounters in the morning. And bus drivers are amazing.
Yeah. They are. Absolutely, yeah. If you're driving a bus right now, we want to thank you for what you're doing.
Yes.
You're huge.
Yes.
Thank you for your patience.
Yes,
thank you
right?
for your love. Thank you for your caring.
Picking up my child.
Yes, getting the child there safely. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I had my grandfather's passed away before I was born. So one of my bus drivers was like a grandpa. You know, he was a cute little grandpa looking guy.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, like, I remember to this day the things that he instilled in as values in us, you know, mm-hmm. because, you know, you're feeling down and you're not feeling confident. And you got some kid who might be having a bad day who's making you not feel that great. And like, he was an amazing human being. So.
Yeah. They can leave a great impact on the kids.
For
sure. So grateful.
That is so great. I want to remind everybody that you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I am speaking with United Way. And if you want to be part of the conversation, you have any questions, you can text us or call us at 850-437-1620. We love having you be part of the conversation. And when we have groups like this in, it is so great for you to ask those questions. Right, y'all?
Yeah.
Yes, please ask questions.
Yeah,
we want to answer.
Do it. Questions.
No pressure, but.
Right.
No pressure at all. So what do we have upcoming? Do we have something coming
up? So I'm actually really excited. You had mentioned you were a loan executive because come next week is actually going to be our annual celebration. So you probably recall having kickoff events as a loan executive.
They were fun.
Oh, yeah. They were always great.
Loved it.
So now we actually combined our annual meeting and our kickoff event. We call it now the annual celebration. It's actually our 100th year right now. So we are celebrating currently in our centennial. And so next Thursday, actually, at 11:30 at Emmanuel Baptist Church off of Highway 90 in Pace, we're going to be celebrating our annual celebration. So we're going to actually be kind of recognizing our sponsors, our top campaigns. We're going to be recognizing some of the folks that we work with, our partners, of course, and just highlighting what we've done over the past year and then getting excited for what's coming up next. So you can join us. You can go to our website at uwwf.org. You can find immediately on the first page our annual celebration. Click on that link, purchase your tickets, join us.
Awesome.
It's going to be a great event.
Let's take a break and talk more.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available. Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and we are talking today with the United Way of West Florida. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Day of Caring, which I was chatting about while y'all were taking a break, because the Day of Caring was one of the most fun days I had as a loan executive. So tell us about the Day of Caring in this area.
Yeah. So right when you think we're done with one thing, we're moving on to the next. We're planning while we're planning everything. But Day of Caring, if you're not familiar, it is a community-wide volunteer initiative that connects nonprofits and schools in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties with volunteer groups from businesses, organizations, schools, clubs to complete a project at their host sites. So this year, Day of Caring is actually our 31st Day of Caring, and it's going to be October 18th this year. We're looking for an increase in volunteers and projects as we're celebrating our 100th, so the goal is 100 projects, which I think we can do.
For sure.
But last year, there on this one day, there were 728 volunteers that completed 68 projects. And that impact value that I was talking about before was about $99,000 that went right back into the community on this one day. So it is a fun day, but you are making a really big difference in getting to know about the organizations in our two counties and the work that they're doing, which to me is such a highlight of the day.
Absolutely.
And I've been calling you Julie, and it's Julia, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I knew that the first Julia let out, but we just kept...
It's okay. It's a nickname. It can be a nickname, too.
We're just looking on the Day of Caring. So if you go to the website, which is absolutely wonderful, and you click on Day of Caring, it gives you Julia's email address.
Yes.
And a phone number if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. You have sponsorship opportunities still available for that day?
We do, yeah, absolutely. So right now we're really excited. We've actually, with the support of some of our amazing organizations, so Office Pride of Pensacola jumps in as our title sponsor. We're really proud to have them. But we've raised over $15,000 already for this one day. And the goal is, as Julia mentioned, it's about creating that impact, the economic impact driver to the community. We're looking for those 100 volunteers, the 1,000 projects. We want to eclipse that 100,000 in that impact goal and provide that support back to the community. So if you're a project in need, in Santa Rosa County especially, right, schools in Santa Rosa County, please contact Julia. Mm-hmm. We want to be out there. We want to be supporting your community.
And this, for schools and nonprofits, it's a cost-effective way of, you know, completing a project that you've been meeting to get around to.
Yeah.
And there are volunteers that want to get out and work. They want to get out to get to know these agencies. But then also it's a good way to bond as a team. You get to see, you know, new skills your teammates had that you didn't know before.
Yeah.
I always like to tell this story. It was maybe my first Day of Caring, and we had a board member that was volunteering for his company. And every time I see this board member, he's in his work attire, you know, slacks, polo, whatever. And I get to the site, and he's in his volunteer t-shirt. You get a t-shirt if you volunteer.
T-shirts are great.
T-shirts are important. And he's wearing his jeans, and the jeans are all dirty, and he's got a chainsaw in his hand, and he's just going to town on this tree. And I was like, I am seeing you in a new light, and it's really cool. You get to see people doing things, you know, you never thought they could do. Yeah. So it is a fun day.
That is so much fun. Mm-hmm. That made me think of when I was a loan executive and we challenged one of the banks. Well, the staff came up with this, that if they reached a certain number together, that their president of their bank would stand outside in a chicken suit and wave to everybody on Main Street where I lived.
Yes.
And so wonderful it happened. Mm-hmm. And he was just so great. He was so willing to inspire his staff to do something like that. It's so much fun. It's more than fun, but it's like that aspect going with you are doing something so great for the community. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
Yes.
How does so if somebody wants to reach out and says I have a project, you probably just said it, but remind everybody again who they should reach out to?
On the website, so uwwf.org/dayofcaring, if you scroll to the bottom, there's interest forms. And for folks that would like to have a project at their site, a nonprofit or a school, you fill out the project interest form. And then if you are a group that would like to volunteer, you fill out the volunteer interest form. And it is helpful to fill that out because that is how we collect the folks wanting to participate to share the reminders and the updates for the event.
That's all, and it's really simple. I know sometimes it's overwhelming when you go to some websites and sometimes people don't have the best options, but this form is so simple.
We try to make it as easy as possible.
Easy peasy. You are not going to go anywhere. You put a few things in and boom, it's done. But I also noticed down below, if you scroll down even further, your 2024 Day of Caring Committee. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of people on there from some really wonderful places right here in the area. So that is awesome.
Yeah. So the committee is wonderful. And I would say a majority of the committee has been involved with United Way and Day of Caring longer than both of us.
Yeah.
Probably up to 10 years. And they are really helpful in creating, you know, the forms, how to plan out the day. There are meetings that happen before the actual Day of Caring event. So I have it here on August 16th and 19th, we have a training. It's virtual with the volunteers and the agencies that are wanting to participate. This is called the Project Leader Training. And this just gives the people participating an overview of the day. If there are volunteers, how to sign up for the projects. If there are agencies, how to create the projects in our volunteer software, Get Connected. And then what are the next steps? And then in October, of the week before Day of Caring, we have the meet and greet. And so this is where this happens after the projects have been selected, everyone's ready to go, and it's a chance for them to meet in person to discuss the project. So that's really fun. It kind of, you know, gets everyone amped up for the day.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. I like getting amped up.
Me too.
I also, we're going to take a break really quick, but I encourage everybody to go to the Get Involved page as well. Because they've got 9 good reasons and 9 easy ways that you can get involved. And we can chat about that when we come back from the break as well.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
Hey, checking in?
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, the Astronauts will be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Come on out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with the Astronauts. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and we have my friends from the United Way of West Florida today. And we've been talking about upcoming events, how to get involved. And again, go to that Get Involved page. There's make a donation, host a campaign, lend your talents, volunteer. You can sponsor, be an advocate, join some of these fun events, donor network. And hey, here's one, because I know you all are doing it. Follow them. Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, you name it. Follow these folks. Hit like, share, like the push the algorithm. We want the word out. So I'm going to give you the word now. Let's talk about a few of the loose ends that I probably have overlooked talking about in the last few minutes.
No.
Or bring us back around.
You definitely covered so much.
Focus
and
me.
We appreciate that. The biggest thing we really want to remember to highlight is next Thursday, 11:30, the annual celebration in Pace at the Emmanuel Baptist Church off of Highway 90. We're really excited, actually, because Mel is going to be our host for the event. We're really excited for that.
She's awesome.
She is amazing. But this is a great opportunity, once again, to kind of recap what we did from last year from the 2024 campaign. Highlight those top campaign organizations that raise so much money to help go back to this community, to support the initiatives that we have, community investment process, you name it. We really we want to thank everyone for that, the sponsors, our partners, and then, of course, get excited for what's coming up in the next season, 2025.
Right. The other thing I love is that you can sit here and you can learn more about what's been happening, the achievements. You're showcasing your individuals and partners and companies, there's no reason to walk away uninformed.
Absolutely. Yeah, and remember, if you take anything away, last year we gave away $675,000 to the community.
That is incredible. Still tickets available?
Still tickets available.
And I'm telling you folks, easy peasy, tickets will not break the bank at all. Super reasonable. And I would encourage you, if you buy a ticket, think about giving a donation at the same time, because that's a great ticket price. Just going to put that one out there.
Lunch by Sunny's Barbecue.
Ooh, Sunny's. Eldon will be.